Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 423. Sorry, drew a blank there for a second. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I have never sold plasma in my life, at least my own.
You sold other people's blood?
They didn't need it anymore.
Fair enough. Pete is out selling his blood, or
at least that's should be.
We are suggesting he go do. And Jeff is here.
I would sell my blood for Red Dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is the going rate for blood? Like,
I have no idea. I've never done it.
No. I mean, I've donated blood once, but.
Yeah. No idea. I don't know what they give you for sperm either.
I bet it's not much. Yeah, because there'd be a lot of willing candidates.
Yeah, I guess probably I would have to bet, like, and this is just totally betting, like, at best $50. You know what I mean?
For sperm?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think blood, I would think blood is worth more than sperm.
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, oh, there's just like, there's different types of blood. Yeah, so welcome to our science podcast.
Blood and sperm.
Where we talk about selling bodily fluids. And what the going rate is, which we're not sure. So if you do know, let us know so we can also relay that info.
You can also sell the tears of dolphin fans everywhere.
That's Walt's actually collecting all his in a jar. I just let mine drop to the ground. But anyway, we played some games. A big game comes out, Jeff says, in half an hour.
22 or 32 minutes.
Early.
Well, that's your podcast length right there.
Early reviews are seem to be pretty good for Red Dead.
Lots of 10 out of 10s, 5 out of 5s.
I think, yeah. I might be getting sick.
Of the 10 out of 10s?
No, I just might be getting feeling a little under the weather tomorrow. I don't know.
Can understand that.
A little stuffy.
Yeah, that's fair. That's certainly fair. But we will talk more about the new Rockstar extravaganza.
Oh, hey, mine's available for pickup. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh. Tony's out. He's gonna go get his physical copy.
I can't actually get it till the morning, so you're safe.
That's why you can't. You gotta just go digital with that baby.
You probably got a discount on it though, right? You got it like.
Yeah, I'm only paying $48 for it, so.
Yeah, I could have, but I was just like, fuck that, dude. I want that thing inside my system, and I want it ready. Anyways.
I mean, I like digital and physical, depending upon if I can get a deal.
Yeah, I mean, I do a discount through Amazon for a lot of shit, but here and there, I'll get things digital.
Yeah. I actually did get Red Dead digitally, so.
I made the error. Fine. I admit it.
I mean, you're willing to wait.
Don't you have, like, a lot of work to do, like, business work?
I'm back now.
Stuff.
I'm back.
Yeah.
It's over. Although, I missed Assassin's Creed while I was gone, so. We've got some making up to do. Rekindle our relationship, you know.
That's gonna be a hard time to split. Yeah. Like, you're gonna be splitting time between those two historical eras.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Like 100-hour games.
Also rough, and maybe about 100-hour game. Dark Souls is out again.
Finally.
The hot new game. Yeah. For the Switch.
Dark Souls Remastered on the Switch is basically just Dark Souls with the DLC. Like, I don't think that it's the, you know, upgraded as much as the other versions, that's for sure. Like, so if you want to play it, like in 4K or whatever the fuck, you gotta do it on your Xbox.
Right.
But, if you want to be able to play Dark Souls on a handheld while you watch football on Sunday, this is the way to do it, and I highly recommend it. Like, again, like, there's not much change to it. It's pretty much the same old Dark Souls. that you either know and love or don't love. Or hate. And yeah.
Well deserved.
And yeah, it's great. I love playing it handheld. Like, it feels fine on there. The game runs super smooth on the Switch. No That's problems good. There.
That was something I was worried about.
Like, it runs even in Blighttown, which is like had really bad frame drops in the original Xbox version. Mm-hmm. It runs great there. Like, it runs totally fine. It just doesn't. It's not a looker anymore. Like, the art style is still awesome and everything, but you can tell, you know, just from playing games over the last couple of years, whatever, you're used to the modern visuals and the textures. Some of the textures are just looking a little, you know,
not dated
as they used to. Right. Yeah. Yeah, the game's still great. Like, and the online connectivity is probably better than I've ever had it be. Like, I've never had problem summoning when I want to summon. I don't have to wait a long time. Like, back when it launched on 360 back in the day, like, there were times where, like, it took me, like, I would be waiting a half hour just to summon somebody. No problems like that. You might have, like, you know, if you're like me and you get, like, you lose track of time playing the game, it's like 3 a.m. and you're trying to summon someone, yeah, like, you might be waiting a minute because there might not be a lot of people playing in that area at that time, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know, the game is still great. Like, there are, like, little things that, like, you forget that were harder in the original Dark Souls. Like, so you cannot, like, you know, Dark Souls has, like, these bonfire save points. You cannot fast travel between them in the first Dark Souls until, like, I think really late in the game.
Oh, no.
But that's just, like, a feature in 2 and 3. You know, like, you just bounce between those. Like, it's, like, really hard to upgrade your weapons and shit in this. Just little things, like, they did make little improvements along the way to where I think I probably prefer 3, but the level design in the original is just, it holds up. It's just amazing. It's just a lot of fun. Like,
they made it more accessible in 2 and 3 as opposed to
little. I think there's little things that, and some people would say that fast travel is a bad thing to have in Dark Souls. Like, you should. Like, it lowers the stakes a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but, like, it does kind of, like, because, like, in this one, you can wander into an area and get deep into it and find a bonfire and save, but then you're not ready for that area. Like, you necessarily can't handle things in there. Right. And then you could be stuck, you know, and it's like, and, you know, you're never really stuck. You could get good and whatever. Like, figure something out. Run past everybody. But, like, it just raises stakes, I think, a little bit. And also forces you to have the whole world, like, the map in your head in a way that the sequels don't.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess there's two ways of looking at it, right? Like, there's yeah. that, and then there's...
Or also, it'd be, like, nice to get to have a place.
Like, yeah, or...
A little more friendly, yeah.
Or I don't have the time to sink in and memorize, like, every nook and cranny of it. So, you know... giving an option is never a bad thing, I don't think. People can still play it Dark Souls one way, right? Like, it's not like
I generally agree with you, yeah. But it's just interesting, you know, when a game does not give you the option, then it's not an option. You know what I mean? Like, then you're forced to deal with the game on those terms. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, I like being able to fast travel between fires. Like, come on, you know. But other than that, like, the original Dark Souls, I think, is, like, one of the greatest games ever made. Now I get to play it on a handheld or play it on my TV. My girlfriend's actually just started a sorcerer now. I did have one funny story about that. So she got to the first boss on the bridge. I don't know if you guys remember that boss. It's called, like, the Taurus Demon. It's this big, fat monster gargoyle-looking thing on a bridge. And she's, like, fighting him. And she kind of, like, got, like, right up next to him. So, like, and then he, like, turned sideways. So, like, they're facing each other kind of narrowly on the bridge instead of, like, the long way. And then he, like went to, like, back up to pounce, like, to do a jump towards her.
But when he backed fell. Up,
he just jumped off the side of the bridge and fucking beat the boss. That's awesome. I was like, see, you are good at this game. Way to go. Let's keep going.
So that's the one. Cool. Is that the boss? Like the strategy is like climb up the ladder and jump down on its head like a couple times.
And every time she tried to do that, like I kept telling, like there's a boss before that too at the very beginning of the game where like it teaches you to do that. And every single time she's fallen off the balcony, she just somehow doesn't reach him or like she just doesn't do it. Like so she was trying that over and over, and then finally she just went in there with all her soul arrows and she was just gonna keep her distance and keep shooting him, but he just jumped off the side of the fucking. So I was like, well, I mean, that's one way to do it. That counts.
Well, I mean, that was something about the original Dark Souls and Demon Souls, right? Was that you almost part of the fun for people that enjoyed it was finding a way to how to break the game. Yeah. So she found one. That's an interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Way to go, man. Yeah, I don't. I think it's a testament to that game though, like that she does not really play video games, and she like loves it, you know. So, yeah, it's an awesome game. I can't like that's one of those ones. Like, so many cool games have come to the Switch, like Skyrim and shit. But like that is one for me where I was like, yeah, I want that on my Switch, and like a stupid little amiibo.
Oh, good. Does the amiibo do anything?
It gives you the praise the sun gesture early, which is like pointless. So I just have it in the box on a shelf. And I'm like, that's the first amiibo I've ever bought.
Nice. All right. Tony has played some Mario Kart.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
8?
Whatever the one on the Switch is.
Yeah. 8 Deluxe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring your Switch with you?
Yeah, I brought it with me. I neglected to bring headphones, which I'm sitting there in the airport, and I had to buy some. Annoying. But, yeah, I played some Mario Kart. It's Mario Kart. Mario Kart has not changed like fundamentally since that game came out. It's very... Like, it's a great experience, don't get me wrong, but it's just the same experience I've had a lot.
They do some little things in that one, like the booster areas where it's like anti-gravity. You'll bounce off people.
I do like that. Like you're going off the walls and like.
And if you hit someone, it's actually good instead of a bad thing. Like it speeds you up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, though. That's one of the reasons I really like the DS game. Because they actually put in. You've not played that one?
No, I mean, that's. I am one of those people that like don't understand why everyone loves Mario Kart DS. Like I don't get it.
They put it in an actual like single player campaign that's not just like run the races. There's like cool challenges involved, and I think like they do a lot in there to.
Really, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of like cool challenges and stuff in the DS one, not the 3DS one.
No, I know. Except I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that one, people didn't really love that much. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's fine. 7's fine. It's just, yeah. Like the there's actual single player content that it's beyond not like that.
Do the cups.
Yeah. It's why it was so disappointing when they like went back to like, just, oh, we're going to run circuit races. Like, but you did a campaign, like I did challenges and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I agree with you. Like, that's the same thing with like all their sports games, where it's just like, dude, why don't you do the golf right again or whatever, you know?
They forgot.
But I do think that the tracks in 8, especially when you have all the DLC, which that version, I think, does. Yeah,
the one on Switch has
like there's some awesome tracks on that game.
Yeah,
and then it goes outside of Mario for once, which is nice.
Yeah, and I like the point-to-point ones that aren't just loop. You know, you're going from.
I like the
start to end.
All right, I like the loop ones. What do you think my favorite track in the whole game is?
Oh, so you like the standard like lap?
The most basic loop possible would be like my favorite thing.
Like the Mushroom Kingdom one.
Like the first level, the first
one. I mean, that was pretty basic, but there's more basic than that, I think. My favorite level in the whole fucking game is Excite Bike.
Oh,
yeah. It's a straightaway. and then you hook around the corner and another straightaway. Like, that's the whole track. Like, it's just fucking too.
Yeah.
Like, and they add the jumps and get all the boosts. Like, you're
just. They add the oil slicks, right?
There's oil slicks. There's also like a million pyramid or like, you know, like the little hills type things, right? And you could, you know, you could do a boost when you jump off any jump in Mario Kart. Like, if you hit the right trigger or something, like, you do a little trick and that gives you a boost. So if you're hitting all those jumps and doing all those boosts, that's like how, like, that's, you're like fighting against people all just trying to go as fast as possible, basically. Right. And I guess the chaos of the weapons on those straightaways too. Like, I don't know, dude. I fucking love that track. And I love like the Excite Bike music, you know, like the
yeah.
That shit's awesome. Anyways.
So yeah, yeah. Damn, it's a good game. Did you play anything else with your Switch, Tony? Or
I wanted to pick up Octopath Traveler before I left, but I didn't have time.
It's pretty good.
I wish I had done that. I probably would have spent more time playing games if that happened.
That's a good like travel game too, because there's grinding involved, and it's a game that I went back to a little bit over the weekend. Kind of like where I was watching like football or something, just like leveling up my characters. It's fun. It's a pretty good game.
It's a game I did not get very far into. Like, I really, really loved, and I stopped playing. I feel bad about it.
You should.
Yeah, but also, like, the initial awesomeness of that game kind of wears off, I think.
Yeah, it's one of the games I'm looking for on Black Friday, I think. That'll be when I...
Yeah, if you can get it for like 30 or less, that'd be awesome.
If you like classic kind of like JRPGs in the 16-bit era type looking games, like this, it's a good one. It's interesting because there's 8 different stories and 8 different main characters, and you can do however party composition you want.
Great combat system.
Yeah, the combat system's really good. And
the visuals and the music are like, I don't know, I think those will be in discussion for me anyways.
Music and visuals, yeah. It's the voice acting gets a little annoying because it's not all voice acted, so sometimes they just have like little clips that they play over and over again for some, but for the most part, it's very solid. All right. Well, I didn't play anything new. Well, actually, you know what? No, strike that. I did. There is a game called Sinner that came out last week. Sinner Sacrifice for Redemption. It is available through... It's on Xbox, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC, but it is part of Game Pass.
Ooh.
So I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll give it a go. It's an action RPG. It is basically Dark Souls, but just the boss battles. So there's no real like traversal of levels.
Weird.
It's just like, here's your like. There's, I guess there's 8 of them. So it's based on the 7 deadly sins, and then there's a final boss. I have not beaten a boss. Called? Sinner Sacrifice for Redemption. I have not beaten the, like, I got through the tutorial area, and then it brings you to like a hub world, kind of a Demon Souls-ish, like where you can like, go into just wherever. Kind of
pick which door, which boss you want to fight.
Yeah, basically. So you pick which boss you want to fight, and then so each one does something different to you. So like if you go to one boss, like you may lose 10% of your health, slower regen time on your stamina, and so there's like different boosts. And
what if you like get things from debuffs. Them that help you?
Like, yeah, I don't know because I haven't beaten.
Like, you know what I mean? Like kind of Mega Man style, so where you're like, oh, well, maybe I should do this boss first
because
this boss is weak against this thing that I get. You know, I wonder.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I'm not sure. I've gotten the first boss I was like fighting. I got it down to about half health, and then I've gotten to a point where I don't know what to do next in that fight because it just kills me instantly with like poison. It has a cool art style, very reminiscent of like Dark Souls. It is very like plays kind of that way where it's a very deliberate pace, so it's not. Not necessarily like the kind of, I'm not a huge fan of Dark Souls, so it's not necessarily a game for me, but maybe a game for other people.
I would just be like, well, I would just play Dark Souls then because they have like the big part of Dark Souls is
the exploration.
Like, yeah, like
yeah.
Every
this is just any, combat. Yeah,
like you could turn a corner and like in a corner find an armor set that's like awesome. And you're just like, oh, cool.
So I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know like what goes on after you beat the boss or if is any sort of expert, but it's like, it drops you down. And like everything that I read, like going into it was that it's basically, it's boss battles. Like it's Dark Souls boss battles. And there's only 8 of them. So, if you have Game Pass though, it's free, so you can give it a shot. That was the only new thing I played. But I did, you know, after playing Call of Duty last week and enjoying shooting things again.
Yeah, shooting things.
I went back to Destiny because I had bought Season Pass for that.
Playing. I thought it was like your kids or something. I'm like, why is Chris always playing Destiny? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So I went back and I played the first expansion earlier when that first came out, and that wasn't very good. And I fell off that game hard, like real fast. Don and I both fell off. We were big fans of the first one, played tons of hours in that. And I was like, you know what? I enjoyed shooting, but I don't want to go out and buy Call of Duty. I don't want to pay $60 to shoot things. I have games where I can shoot things, and Battlefield's coming.
So yeah, Battlefield.
That's a game where I'll be able to shoot things very shortly. So let's play one I already have that I haven't maybe finished. So I jumped back into Destiny and did the Warmind expansion. That's really good. It's like good single player level design, story level design. Not really a single player game, but. Like the story of Warmind, those levels, very, like, they're fun to play. And then I fell down, like, the rabbit hole of all the new stuff that they've added, since then. And Forsaken's out now. And I bought that. And so what I have not played the Forsaken campaign yet, so I can't necessarily speak to that, but I can speak to their big new like multiplayer mode thing that they got going on called Gambit. And Gambit is a PvE VP mode. So it's player versus environment versus player.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when you match make into Gambit and you can play with like, you know, a fire team of 4, it's 4v4. And it drops you into an environment. And on that, in that environment, it then drops AI down onto the field. So any of the 5 different enemy, you know, kind of categories that they have. You're fighting them, and when you kill them, they drop what they call motes. And you're picking these up, and you're dropping them into a bank. And when you reach 75, it calls down, like, it's really like this... like a big boss. This is all done with your team. Then periodically throughout the course of the match, portals will open up. And with that portal, you can then invade the other team's map and try to kill them, which will give you boosts there. And if you kill them while they have their final boss up, it actually heals their final boss. So you getting kills against them while their boss is up actually makes it harder for them. So it's this cool like little mode. It sucks when you get killed by somebody that's invading. It's like, and it happened multiple times today where I had like the max amount of moats. I'm trying to get back to the bank. When you deposit the moats in, depending on how many you have, it calls what they call a blocker. It teleports a blocker to the other side. So it's either like a small blocker, which is like a moderate sized enemy, or a medium blocker, which is like a bigger. And then like the large blocker is like basically a boss, not the big boss, but like strong enough that it's going to take quite a bit to take them down. So like I'm trying to like clear off that so I can deposit my moats into the bank, because it's not accessible if there's blockers there. And a dude from invades us and kills us, and you lose all of your moats, and it's fucking annoying. But overall, it's kind of like a cool mode because it's not really versus other people, but they play in every once in a while. So that's fun. They've overhauled all the challenges and the daily and weekly like bounties and stuff. So yeah, I fell back down a Destiny hole, and it's been hard getting out. Like, I've been playing like 2-3 hours a night, which will probably stop now that Red Dead's coming out. But that game is still fun. You've been
playing Assassin's Creed with all this time. What are you doing?
Yeah, but Destiny was really fun. And now I'm like gonna send Don a text message and be like, "Yeah, did you get the new thing? So I'll play the new thing with you." Because Bungie still does know how to, like, mechanically the shooting in Destiny is really strong. But so yeah, played some of that and Sinner, and I think that's and the Evil Within. That game is okay. I think I've made it further than you have, Jeff. But there really? Are definitely.
First one?
Yeah. You said you quit at some point.
So. I got like really far in it though. In the first one, like, you know, four, like, I don't know how many chapters it was. It was like 4 or 5 or 6 or something. Like, it's like structured like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. So there's 15 chapters. I'm in the last third now. And I think I know exactly where you said you quit, where you were getting sniped.
Yeah.
I think I do know where you ended where up quitting. Where is that? It's like 6 or 7.
Okay.
The
game just wasn't good enough for me to like deal with that bullshit for whatever reason.
Who knows what happened. I was really close to like just absolutely giving up. Not there. Yeah. Like that one was fine. Last night I ended up playing it for like 2.5 hours. And I was running the same loop over and over again because I couldn't get past it. And it's this boss, semi-boss, where she chases you, and like you're trying to like unlock areas to like, you have to like shoot these things so you can, it'll open up other areas so you can keep running away from her. And I. like stupidly kept trying to fight her. And finally I just stopped. I paused it and looked it up online. I was like, oh no, it's like you can fight her and you can actually like kill her. But then when you get to the next area, she just comes back. So it's best to just like run. So it's like a really dumb situation where you're just running around and she would still like catch me every once in a while. So I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour of me doing the same 5-minute section of game over and over again.
Sounds like fun.
No. I haven't uploaded the video, but I did stream it last night, and I'll be uploading it to the YouTube channel. But it's me cursing a lot during, just yelling about how unfair the fucking game is.
Oh, total side note, I did try to hit the record button on the Nintendo after she knocked that boss off the bridge, so yeah. hopefully we got it. I didn't check the video yet.
Yeah.
But if we did, I'll be posting it on Twitter for sure.
You can post right from a
reference. Yeah.
Page. It's like, that's actually really good. little use there.
Yeah, for sure.
Press that capture button and go.
Yeah, it's a really nice thing. Like, I think, you know, PlayStation has that too, right? Like, the share button does that.
Oh, yeah. The one I like the one on the PlayStation the best. Like, it instantly, like, puts you into the, like, the editor.
Yeah, well, it's like, it always is, like, recording. Where, like, I think Nintendo's is pretty neat, though, because it's just, like, you just press the button and it's just like, here's your last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is, like, what Xbox does, but there's a dedicated button to it, which is neat.
Yeah, so, like unless you have the chat pad for the Xbox, like...
I do.
Yeah, like, that actually has the two buttons that you can do screenshot or video, and, like, that actually works real well, but...
I think that's why I end up recording more videos than everybody else on my feed.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much easier. I just hit one button, and there it is.
Well, because most people have probably, like, disconnected their Kinect at this point.
Yeah, so it's double tap, then plus X or Y, and then sometimes you press the wrong one, because you're like, whoops.
Yep, so it gets frustrating. But if you do have the chat pad, it works real well. But I actually really, I think I like the Switch one the best because
it's very simple.
Yes, you either just tap it and it does a screenshot, or you hold it and it'll do the video. And like, it doesn't, like, when you press it on the PlayStation, it does take you out to that share screen. So it takes you out of the moment for a second, where the Switch is just like, you're still in the game, you're still going.
Usually all you really want is to be able to, like, show people that, like, what happened, like, what you saw, what happened. So right. It's like, totally, like, I don't really need to edit it as long as it hopefully caught that, like, the stupid thing that I just saw happen.
You know? And you can edit it.
You can on Switch.
Yeah, too. Like, you can't, like, cut it down.
Okay.
Or
I know you could, like, trim it, but, like, you can't really, like, I guess you can't really do anything with the other ones either. It'd just be capture. Yeah,
you can trim it. And actually, with the Switch, I don't know. Like, I know with the screenshots, you can, like, add stuff to it, like stickers and another weird crap. But
oh yeah, true. Yeah.
Is there any news this week? You guys catch anything? It's kind of been nonstop.
Games, Red Dead,
yeah. Red Dead. Like, in fact, like, Polygon, like, had Red Dead Week. Like, it's almost all they've been reporting on.
I mean, Kotaku did as well. Reporting.
Well, Kotaku finished their story, right?
They did, yeah.
Apparently, they had some really awkward interviews that were really forced with Rockstar employees, like, talking about how much they actually worked.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't understand why you don't believe these people are being truthful.
Right.
I don't get it. What's going on here?
I think we talked a little bit about this last week, but I think it's because, like, a lot of people have that same experience. Like, all right, we don't make video games, but if you work in like a corporation in America, like, a lot of this work environment is very similar. It's like, you wouldn't want to talk about it.
It's a very common thing to overwork salaried employees. Like, part of it's expected. Like,
yep.
I think I was talking to you, Tony, about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you make a decent salary, you know, you're not 9-to-5 working Joe. Like, you, gotta be available sometimes, right?
Just the way it is.
But also, you're getting paid a good salary. Like, right.
That's kind of the thing. Like, I don't think the people in the games industry get it. Like, some of them are paid that salary. They expect to do more.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
It's like Game Tester X, who's making $35,000 a year, now works 60 hours. Well, that's not really fair.
Right.
Yeah, if they have them as a salaried employee, like, and, yeah, that's exploitative, you know?
But, you know, as you were saying too, Jeff, like, it's across all industry, across all, like, you see it in retail all the time, like, where managers are generally salary, but they're like, yeah, you have to work like 70 hour weeks. When you, like, break down, like, what they're getting paid versus the hours that they put in, they're making less than their employees in a lot of cases.
It's very, very common. Like, that's like a joke between salaried employees. Like, yeah, honestly, I'd be making what you're making. I'm making less than you make. I just work more hours.
Yeah, it's like back years ago when I was working retail. Like, my one boss, we were pretty close, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm making less than you make per hour.
Mm-hmm.
like that's awful.
And I'm not saying I think these things are good, but like it is kind of like I'm totally in favor of them unionizing and making their lives not miserable. But I do find it kind of funny too. People that are like, I'm not buying this game because of that. I'm like, then I guess you're not shopping at Walmart or buying any other game, because like it's not just Rockstar that does that shit. Like, right. Yeah, there are companies that are good to work for. I guarantee you, there's some great video game companies to work for. But I'm also betting it's pretty common. What goes on at Rockstar happens at EA, at Activision, all that shit, dude. Like,
yeah, and I got into this a little bit in kind of one of the groups I'm in, but like, oh, well, you know, they read that Kotaku article and were like, well, I don't really see Rockstar doing anything bad. They're just kind of like doing what the industry has. I'm like, there's two things
I'm
here.
I'm not
it's
saying
like,
that.
Yeah, it's like on one hand, like they can be doing what the industry accepts as standard. That can still be bad.
Like, yeah, and I'm just saying that, like, I'm not protesting the game because of that. Like,
yeah,
I'll be celebrating their fucking hard work. I'm going to love it. I guarantee it. You know, like, so. And maybe it's hypocritical. Maybe I should be taking a harder stance. I don't know. But, like, you can't take a stance on everything, or then otherwise you're not going to buy from any of these companies, honestly.
You have to pick and choose your battles. And, like, right. if this is something that is really bothering you, then, yeah, like, you don't. Guess what? There's plenty of entertainment out there. You have plenty of options. Like, if you don't want to play Red Dead because, like, this is bothering you, there's other games out there you can play. You don't have to play it. Like, but also, like, don't get on people for not boycotting it either.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of that. But I've just seen people be like, it's like they're twisting themselves in knots. Sort of.
Right.
Like, I'm not buying this game. It's like, all right, man, miss out if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also
like, I hate to be like that guy saying that, but like, there's no way I'm passing on playing this game.
Right. It's like, did you play Witcher? Did you play like GTA 5? Have you played any of the other games?
Well, like, that's,
right. Like, this isn't new with Rockstar either. Like, these, you know, these reports have been like, coming out.
From says L.A. Noire. They heard it swirled around L.A. Noire, GTA 5.
The first original Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
Like this is nothing new that you hear about, like, extreme, you know, work hours and shit with them. But
right.
And I'm not, like, believe me, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying they should unionize. I guess, by the way, little plug for unions here. I never have to work more than 40 hours a week if I don't want to. So
a question on, I mean, because Rockstar is an international company, how do you go about internationally unionizing?
I have no idea.
Right? Like, yeah, complex issue that
I don't know how you go about unionizing.
Right, like, that in the first too.
Because if you try to, like, let's say you worked at GameStop here, you want to unionize. How do you do it? I don't know. If they heard you even try and talk about it,
they'd be like, you're fired, and we'll bring in somebody that doesn't want to unionize. And if they want to unionize in a year, we'll fire them too and bring somebody else in.
Yeah, so I know I sound like I'm giving a simple solution. Just unionize. It's easy. Like, yeah, I don't know exactly how you do it, but I'm just saying there should be, like, those people should be in unions, especially there's highly skilled employees. Like, they're not as replaceable as anybody off the street, so they should definitely be unionized.
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, I don't know how to go about doing that, so.
I mean, you get together, but yeah, how do you, I mean, I guess organize somehow and figure it out, but.
Right.
Someone, you can find someone who does know, and then do that.
Yes, don't be coming to our show for that. Come to our show to learn about selling your bodily fluids.
That's but, right.
Unionization.
Damn it, what does snot go for these days?
I don't want to.
Yeah, so I guess there's that. Did you guys read anything about the Fallout 76 beta?
No.
They put out this really weird message before it started.
That it's going to be super
it's
buggy.
It's going to suck. There's going to be lots of bugs. Like, yes, I knew, but thank you for confirming.
So, everything I've read about this has confirmed my decision to not get it.
Yeah, I'm not getting it either. Like, all this stuff, all this stuff about like sessions and like dividing the beta so that they get optimal testing conditions. It just, this game's gonna suck. Why do you need optimal?
I think it might be a game like Elder Scrolls Online, where it's like a year from now it'll be better.
Sure, you know? And that might be when I pick it up. But
just maybe not a day one thing for sure, because who knows, it could go cheap, it could go free, like
like at least with ESO, like I knew, like you knew what they were selling, right? Like they were saying this is an MMO. I don't know what the fuck Fallout 76 is, but it doesn't seem like what I want.
Yeah, I just don't know either, but I'm just intrigued because I like Fallout. Like, I like being in that world, so I'm like,
yeah,
still kind of want to get it, but it's like, yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense what they're doing. Like, it doesn't sound from, like, people that played it that, like, once you play it, it's like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. It's just more like, I don't know what you're doing here. What is this?
Charlie Hull has an article up on Polygon. I'm going to read a little bit from there right now. Last night's beta was weird. I was dropped into the game world rather unceremoniously, waking up inside my bedroom underground in Vault 76. From there, it was a straight shot past a few tables filled with supplies and a few helpful tutorial messages. In minutes, I was outside the vault, squinting into the daylight. And there was someone standing next to me. They were trying to punch me in the face. Then they switched to a machete. I could hear them mumbling into their headset to someone else in the room. "This fucking sucks, dude," they said before wandering off into the headset.
That's like the best write-up right there. That makes me lean towards no.
Yep, that was what I read, and I was like, nope, this... I mean, I read the rest of that article, and
the best part is hearing the other player go, "This
which you know is going through his head as he's like, "This yes. isn't this isn't what I wanted," but like this guy is just verbalizing it. He's saying exactly what everyone was thinking.
I'm trying to kill you right now, but even I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah. it does seem like maybe a year from now, maybe it'll be better than what it is, and they'll have an understanding of, because
what if you could experience that glorious mess on day one?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm fine. I'm playing Battlefield instead.
Yeah, they both come out around the same time, right?
Yep.
Dude, I have Hitman, I think, the same day.
Yeah, I think I might switch to Hitman. I was pondering that.
Hitman is going to be like, I went back and played a little bit of the first one. That game's amazing. Like, that game is like,
it's really fun. I suck at it.
Didn't Giant Bomb give him game of the year? Or like,
I think it did.
It got close to the, yeah. I like looking back at that game, like when you go back and play it, it's just like, yeah, dude, this is like really cool. Like a really neat idea. Like, and granted, they've done it a billion times before that, but like, it just was done well. Like, it was just fucking perfect. I'm excited for the second one.
I wish I was better at that game. I think Tony needs to get it and stream it so that I can watch him play it, because I am awful at it, but Tony comes up with like the best kills, and
I have so much.
There's so many, like, dude, there's like a billion different ways. Like, I, like, you know, at the very first tutorial level, I drugged a guy so that he got sick, and then he went to the bathroom and he's puking, and then I drowned him in the toilet. Like, you can do like multi-step things where you like poison someone, follow them, do something else to them. Like, it's awesome, dude.
Your problem, Chris, is that you're not a sociopath. If you were,
yeah,
I think we've discussed. Yes,
really it. That's it, right?
Jeff and I, we had this conversation in Movie Dudes so earlier tonight, and I think
you
hit the nail on the head. Yeah. Jeff is. I am not. There's a reason why. I really enjoy watching people play that game because they're super creative and yeah. Like it's just I get so frustrated at it. It's like, why am I stuck on a fucking balcony shooting all these guards? Like, what did I do? It was an accident.
You shouldn't be shooting. That's the thing. Gun is last resort.
The gun was the last resort. They like noticed me doing something else and chased me out. Like I was stuck outside.
Maybe if you the cool thing the giraffe costume, you'd have been okay.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that game, though, like the new one, anyways, is like you could save wherever you want. So it's like you get yourself in a really good spot, save there, and then you can always go back to that if you want. You know what I mean?
Okay. I didn't realize it was.
Yeah. Like totally, like literally, it's one of those games like where like literally wherever you save, that's where you are.
It's like very
you can do multiple save files.
Very classic PC.
Mm.
Save structure then,
which is like I would imagine Hitman was not usually like that because it was like a real trial and error game like Splinter Cell,
right?
But like this encourages that more because you'd be like, all right, well I'm only back 20 seconds, so
right, you could try this and try that and see how it goes. Nice. Well, I think that's all we got. I don't see anything.
That's it. That's I think that's everything.
I just chose an epic response in NBA 2K19.
Yeah.
They asked me what inspired me most, my fans or my teammates. And I answered Gatorade.
Was that an option?
It was totally an option.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Real quick before we leave here. Only because I just saw this on my Twitter feed. But what do you guys think of God of War? I don't know if any of us thought it was Game of the Year.
I thought it was pretty
when it came out.
I don't know that it was. Like, I knew other stuff was coming later in the year that I would like more.
I think it's a really good game. I don't want to like sell it short, but it's kind of faded in my mind. But
yeah,
like it'll be on my top 10 list.
It'll be on there.
It'll definitely be in there and it'll have a nice spot and I'll have good things to say about it, but I think it lacked a certain...
It's never been my number one series to begin with either, yeah. So...
And I really like God of War as a series. This one, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It just did not click with me the same way. And it is actually... currently, it is in my top 10.
Barely.
Yeah, it is number 10 right now. So I don't think it's going to make my top 10, but
damn.
I was just wondering because somebody was like, yeah. God of War is still game of the year. And I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. That person's really dumb.
Game of the Year came out 5 minutes ago. I'm about to go play it, guys.
All right. Well, we will all reconvene next week to discuss, riding horses and, feeding our man. Our pet, our digital cowboy pet.
What?
Yeah.
You have to feed him and give him water, and
he's got
to
live.
Dude, your hair grows in the game.
My hair grows in real life too much.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Just an FYI, the Polygon review of Red Dead does say that you can basically break those systems.
Awesome.
Like there's a way that like so like it can be a little maybe tedious if you're trying to follow along exactly, but there's a way that you can do it and basically ignore it for most of the game. So kind of like the last time I guess they had something like this in was what, San Andreas?
Yeah. Pumping iron and shit.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to see how that plays out. And Jeff's going to go do that right now. Tony will be doing it tomorrow.
That's right.
And I'll be doing it some point in the next 24 hours as well. Yeah. It might be right after this. It might not.
Or not.
But it will be soon. So we will all have played it. And Pete won't be here again next week because I think he is going to BlizzCon. So where I hope they announce Diablo 4. But it doesn't sound likely right now. But that's coming out on Switch too, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I might get it.
Maybe so good.
I've already bought it like 3 times, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, me too. That's another game like Skyrim, though, where I will probably just buy it on everything.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Red Dead Redemption 2 next week.
Yeah.
Tony might have some more Assassin's Creed as well. Maybe.
Sure. Probably a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2, though.
Yeah. We'll probably have a big in-depth discussion on that game next week. So, all right, Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.